Thanks for listening today. We'll start with emergency medical care. It's an old model. Somebody in sudden medical need gets sudden medical attention. An ambulance comes out and whisks the person to a hospital, providing care on the ride. There are lots of variables that can be tweaked in that formula, including where the ambulance takes the patient. Mercy Flights in the Rogue Valley and Jackson Care Connect have explored those tweaks in their shared mobile integrated healthcare program, MIH, and they recently won a national award for excellence in EMS integration from the Academy of International Mobile Healthcare Integration. Yes, the acronym spells AIM HIGH. Sabrina Ballou is the Mobile Integrated Healthcare Program Manager at Mercy Flights. Welcome, Sabrina.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. And Dr. Leona O'Keefe joins us once again, now Medical Director at Jackson Care Connect. Welcome, Leona.
Yeah, good to be back.
Leona, tell people what Jackson Care Connect is.
Yeah, Jackson Care Connect is the local coordinated care organization, which means that we provide Medicaid to people in Jackson County, over 60,000 people here. But we also coordinate care. So we get to work with partners like Mercy Flights, to find ways to make the system work better for patients as well as for our healthcare providers.
And Sabrina, for the folks who don't know Mercy Flights and its long history, you have a brief sketch on who you are and what you do?
Yes. Mercy Flights has been in the Valley since 1949. We started as a nonprofit air ambulance company. And since then, we have grown. We now do provide a significant amount of the ground transportation for 911 for Jackson County. And then in 2016, we implemented our mobile integrated healthcare program, which focuses on proactive care and reaching patients before the emergency happens.
Okay, so this is really interesting. So you're doing efforts in MIH that would end up, if they're successful, with people not needing ambulances from Mercy Flights?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And so talk about some of the basic tenets of the program.
The program is very unique. Mobile integrated healthcare or community paramedicine has been around for about 20, 30 years. It's unique for each community. So ours focuses on those that are transitioning from the hospital to home. We're part of the other half of Jackson County mental health crisis team. We provide proactive treatment in the home, medication reviews, home safety assessments, fall risk assessments, and really focusing on where the gaps in care are for our community members and our patients, ensuring that they're connected to the right provider at the right place and at the right time.
All right. So obviously there's a lot that Mercy Flights can do in that equation, but Leona O'Keefe, what does JCC do with their Jackson Care Connect?
Yeah. So when Mercy Flights and Jackson Care Connect initially started working on this, I had to give credit to many people who came before me, Dr. Ann Alftin, Ginger, Meg, Cliff, and Erica. They are a number of our colleagues at JCC who helped to establish this program with Mercy Flights. And our role is really often to figure out how to say yes to Mercy Flights' great ideas in taking care of the community. And one of the things about coordinated care organizations is receiving funding from the state and working with local relationships to meet local needs. And so by knowing our local community and partners, we're able to find ways to support our partners with their great ideas, like this one with the mobile integrated healthcare unit. So our role is to provide collaborative support through relationships in the community, but also to pay for the efforts of the MIH program to make sure that it can remain financially sustainable. We also help with providing data to identify people who would benefit from the MIH program.
We're talking about MIH, or Mobile Integrated Healthcare, here in the Jefferson Exchange with Dr. Leona O'Keefe, the Medical Director at Jackson Care Connect, and Sabrina Ballou, the MIH Program Manager at Mercy Flights, which together share an award from a national organization for their program. Questions or comments are welcome by email to jx@jeffnet.org. So, Sabrina, you mentioned that MIH has been around 20 or 30 years. When did it start with Mercy Flights?
We started exploring the option in 2015, and we launched January 2016 in partnership with Jackson Care Connect and Providence Medical Group at that time, and have grown since then.
What kinds of changes did you have to make in equipment, personnel, procedures? Certainly changed, it sounds like, in some cases.
That it did. We made a significant amount of changes. We don't respond in a traditional ambulance. Per Southern Oregon, we respond in Subarus, which have been outfitted to meet our needs. Our staff is trained in multiple different modalities, such as social determinants of health assessments, chronic disease management, treat-in-place options. And then we had to change the mindset of some of our community partners, as Mercy Flights has been part of Jackson County since 1949. When we first started working, there was a confusion on the idea of maybe we were there to transport them somewhere. Since then, we've actually been able to change that mindset and let them know that, no, we're here to help you be successful at home, or we're here to collaborate with the provider and ensure your efforts are being followed through at home, or really with the hospitals, ensuring that all the work they did while the patient was inpatient to get healthy continues after they discharge home.
Particularly your organization being around nearly 80 years. I mean, Mercy Flights implies, you know, people are going to get mercy and get flown away, whisked away. How hard a mindset has that been to change?
Initially, it was a little bit difficult, but it took consistency, great collaborative partners, and being present and working alongside of our community partners to ensure they understood what we were providing.
So, Sabrina, how was the decision made? I mean, if you decide to send out a Subaru instead of an ambulance, is that made in dispatch by somebody after dispatch? What happens there?
So our current process is we receive our referrals for MIH through different means, or through 988, which is the suicide hotline or the crisis hotline. And then we receive referrals from our community partners, our ground medics. At this time, we are looking at providing alternate destination. That program started in January 2025, and then looking at ED at home, which will be decided through the triage process through our 911 system, deciding which type of call goes to who. Again, back down to providing the right care at the right time at the right place.
Okay. So, does this affect anybody involved with calling Mercy Flights, or just the Oregon Health Plan people?
So we work with a multitude of patients. We have some grant funding that helps offset the cost for the patients that aren't covered by Jackson Care Connect or another CCO. And then, so we will work with all patients and ensure they have their needs met.
So, Leona, what you're trying to do here, it sounds like, is to make sure that people get the appropriate care, but also potentially something more cost-effective, which, before we get into discussions of Medicaid long-range, has always been an issue with Medicaid, is trying to make sure that you use the dollars you got in the best ways.
That's exactly right. One of our duties in Medicaid is to be a good steward of the dollars that we receive. And if all we do is focus on the downstream impacts of diseases and social determinants of health, then we're really missing the boat. Those things are critical to address, and of course we are doing that. But the farther upstream we can move, in other words, the more we can prevent those impacts from happening, the better off everybody is. It's not only better for people's health, both physically and mentally, but it's also more cost-effective. And so anytime that there's something that we can do to try and prevent longer-term impacts on people's lives, then we love doing that. Prevention really is often the best medicine.
We're talking about the Mobile Integrated Healthcare Program, MIH, shared by Mercy Flights and Jackson Care Connect, which is a Medicaid provider in Jackson and Josephine counties. Sabrina Ballou is with Mercy Flights. Leona O'Keefe is with Jackson Care Connect. You can join us with your questions or comments by email to jx@jeffnet.org. So, Sabrina, talk about the process of setting things up. I mean, you talk about taking out Subarus instead of the ambulances. So have you spent less money on ambulances of late and more on Subarus? I mean, there must have been some interesting decisions in the beginning about equipment and staffing.
It was. I look back, and I've been very lucky to be part of this program since it started. I look back, and at that time, we had two paramedics and one Subaru. And now we have four Subarus. One of our fourth Subarus was provided to us with a grant from Ashland Community Health Foundation. But also, we've gone from 2 to 11 staff. And so that has changed dramatically in the fact that we have more services, more ability to meet people in their home. Last year, we did vaccination clinics. But setting that up and figuring out what equipment we needed the most, how could we be more effective, and as Dr. O'Keefe mentioned, being good stewards of our dollars because we're both nonprofits, we had to figure out which was the best option that would meet our community's needs at the most cost-effective way. And we have a wonderful staff here that helps outfit our vehicles, and we can, again, 501, we work with our distributors and our internal team to help make sure that we are meeting that request.
So I imagine you make less money because you're not doing as many ambulance transports, but you probably also spend less because you don't have to send out fully outfitted ambulances for the things that the four Subarus can hit.
Yep, that is very true. And the Subarus, surprisingly, can get anywhere. We've gone up to the coal seams in the snowstorms, and the cost to deliver this care is significantly less than a transport to the hospital or ER visit.
You mentioned a more recent feature in MIH, the Mobile Integrated Healthcare Program, which is the Alternate Destinations pilot project, which started this year, you said?
Yes, it was a work in progress. It's a great program that allows our community members that qualify for the program currently to be triaged on scene, offered the option to go to either La Clinica's urgent care or Providence urgent care and have their treatment done at an urgent care instead of the ER. And we all know that ER wait times are significantly high, anywhere from 4 to 8 hours. And the urgent care, if it's a lower acuity call, they can receive the treatment they need at a clinic.
Okay. So they're not even taking the folks to the ER then?
No, it's been a very innovative project.
Leona, what kind of reconfiguration has to happen on the receiving end? I mean, we're hearing certainly what has to happen at Mercy Flights, but what kind of things can you influence at Jackson Care Connect in what providers see the people then who are being taken in through mobile integrated healthcare?
Yeah, part of it is talking with our community partners along with Mercy Flights to help them understand something that is so innovative, so it's not something that our community or most communities in our country have seen before. And so that can sometimes feel scary. So also ensuring that there are safety guidances set up so that the receiving providers feel comfortable with who is being brought to them. So we've started in partnership with Mercy Flights with really clear guidance of who is appropriate to go to an urgent care instead of an emergency department. And then one of the greatest things about Mercy Flights is they're providing education on the spot as well. So making sure that patient understands why they're being offered to go to an urgent care and that they feel comfortable with that. And if they don't, they still go to the emergency department. But also we're using data to make sure that what we're doing is having the impact that we want. There's lots of great ideas out there, but if they don't have the impact on the ground that's desired, then we need to change things up. And so we're part of helping to track the data and make sure that all works well. And then, of course, billing always comes in healthcare in our country. And so setting up codes and things to make sure that Mercy Flights is financially stable as they enact these creative ideas to really help people.
Sabrina, you mentioned behavioral health as part of this mix. How big a part of the mix? I mean, is it 40% of your calls, 60, somewhere in there?
I don't know the exact percentage, to be honest, because it's a different service line, but it has grown since we implemented in 2022 in partnership with Jackson County Mental Health. The last numbers I had, we were up 245%.
Wow, that's a big boost. Wow. And Leona, I have to ask the question because Jackson Care Connect's work is providing Oregon's version of Medicaid. As you look at the plans for revising Medicaid in the recently passed federal bill, does it appear you'll be able to maintain at least your end of mobile integrated health care as it is?
Yeah, I think that's a valid question. And fortunately, we should have some time to figure out how we can continue to fund such important projects like we have with Mercy Flights. This is one example of many of how our community coming together with flexible funding and relationships and creativity and really a unified desire to take care of the community results in things like this that provide better care at the right time to folks. The latest bill that passed at the federal level, it's going to take a year or two for those things to trickle down.
Yeah.
So we have some time to figure that out. And really a lot of the big decisions will be made at the state level. And Jackson Care Connect is here. We are invested in our community. We are encouraging people to continue to seek care. Nothing has changed at this point in the care that people can receive. So please continue to go out and seek your care.
All right. Mobile Integrated Healthcare, a joint project of Jackson Care Connect, where Leona O'Keefe is the medical director, and Mercy Flights, where Sabrina Ballou is the MIH program manager. Thank you both for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange, and congratulations on the national award for the program.
Thank you for having us.